It's time for a weekly chat with Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader for a look at this weekend's arts and cultural activities. Rich, let's start with live music in the area. We'll begin with Red, White, and Boom, which I used to think of as a 4th of July event, so it feels a little early to me.
Well, it was a 4th of July event. Red, White, and Boom started several years ago as part of the downtown Lexington 4th of July activities. And the concert was held out behind Rupp Arena, and they would have a day of country music performers and then wrap that up and have the downtown fireworks. But over the years, Boom has kind of morphed into its own thing and moved out to Whitaker Bank Ballpark and turned into a two-day festival. And so this year it's the weekend before the 4th of July weekend. You know, and obviously with a name like Red, White, and Boom, it is kind of tied into the 4th of July. But they, with the 4th of July being on a Saturday this year, they felt like they didn't want to get out there and compete with, you know, all the myriad activities that are going on the 4th of July. So they're holding it the weekend before, and it will probably move on the calendar, you know, depending on where the 4th of July holiday is in coming years. But they've got a good lineup this year. They have Chris Young is the Saturday night headliner, who's been building a real solid career the past few years. And then Phil Vassar, who has a big string of hits. They're promising his set is going to be nothing but big hits on Friday night. So they're the headliners. And then they've also got Kelsey Ballerini, who, you know, this is an example of good timing in booking, just is a newcomer who just happens to have the number one song on country radio this week, Love Me Like You Mean It. So a pretty good lineup for Boom, kind of out on its own now and away from the holiday a little bit.
Also, for folk fans, John Prine has a sold-out show at the Singletary Center. Really sad to hear that one's sold out.
Yeah, this is a big show at the Singletary Center for the Arts. Kind of a rare summer show. I remember when this was announced, kind of looking and going, really, in June? But anyway, John Prine is coming in, and this is a sort of rare chance to hear him. He hasn't been here for several years. And a fun thing on this show is the opening act he is bringing in is Amanda Shires, who is a growing star on kind of the Americana scene in her own right. And she's also known as the wife of Jason Isbell, and they are both big John Prine fans to such an extent that I think on good authority, there's a good chance you're going to see Jason Isbell tonight, too, at the Singletary Center, if you were one of the lucky few who have tickets to that show.
Let's move on to the Lexington Art League and the food fight. It sounds fun, but also very messy.
It does. You know, they're advising you to people who want to participate in the food fight to wear white outfits that they don't, you know, care about getting permanently stained. And if you want to walk back into the Art League galleries after the food fight, there are cleaning stations. But this is a part of the revival of their Fourth Friday events at the Loudoun House. And this particular event is in conjunction with their show of food-inspired art called Feast. And so what they will be doing is getting teams together of food fighters, and they'll be giving them ripened food that is no longer, you know, good for human consumption. So they're not fighting with, you know, food that people could actually eat. And they will be, you know, it's starting at 8 o'clock. There will be food fights, and you can get out there and throw stuff at each other if you so desire.
And finally, it's Pride Weekend in Lexington, the annual Lexington Pride event. It seems to have gotten bigger each year.
It has. It's grown each year and become a real staple on the early summer calendar in downtown Lexington. And, you know, this event is no different. Entertainment all day long and events all day long. And the headliner band is a group out of Minnesota called Sick of Sarah that plays a lot of LGBT events, and they'll be kind of taking the evening out after groups like March Madness and Sister Sound and the Louisville Gay Men's Choir, and groups like that will be performing during the day. And there's also, you know, just a lot of food and drink and fun out on the courthouse plaza.
Here's hoping the weather holds up, right?
It's right. It hasn't been terribly nice to us lately on the weekend. So, you know, we need the rain, but maybe send it overnight or something like that.
We'll see. Rich Copley of the Lexington Herald Leader and LexGo.com. Thank you so much.
Thank you.